This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview, a roundup, if you will, of the hot hits, the top topics of the week, the charts that are developed every week for this program, come courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. At Talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio and Television, all kinds of interesting things about podcasting, what's going on in the spoken word format, as it's referred to. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, here to go through the stories, the top 10 items of action this week, and the people who made news and conversation as well.
And here we are with the snapshot of the gabbing this week on news talk stations, according to Talkers. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, we have early cold and snow throughout much of the country. And that's tied with another story, the Kardashian magazine cover flap. Net neutrality issue is at number 8. Number 7, the battle against ISIS. At number 6, Iran nukes. At number 5, 2016 presidential prospects. At number 4, Obamacare's architect comments. And we have at number 3, Russia to patrol the Gulf of Mexico. At number 2, U.S.-China climate pact. And at number 1, Obama executive amnesty plan tied with the lame duck Congress. And that's the top 10 stories. Here are some of the people that are talked about among those stories. Kim Kardashian at 10, Tom Wheeler at 9, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at 8, Scott Walker at 7, Hillary at 6, Jonathan Gruber at 5. Number 4 is Mitch McConnell. Number 3 is Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin is 2. Barack Obama is 1. And there, Doug, is the way. Another week. That's the week that was.
That is called the week that was. That was a good TV show, wasn't it? But I was, are we dating ourselves by?
I remember that it was considered a good show. I hardly remember it. I was kind of young, but I do remember everybody saying, that's a good show. And then it disappeared.
Of course. All right, so here we have the job before us during this hour to review not only the charts, the things that people were interested in, our spin, or often yours, because you're sort of on top of this, the studying that goes on for the way people react to the news, because that's what News Talk Radio is all about, and how I made a reference to, or a phrase I used earlier called spoken word formats. Would you like to elaborate on that a bit? Because I think that term is used from time to time, and I'm not always sure that everybody understands what that means. What are the spoken word formats?
Well, spoken word formats are talk radio, but a lot of people think of talk radio now as only being conservative news talk radio. And so when people want to point out that it's a bigger thing than just conservative news talk radio, they use the term spoken word, which means the broader context of talk radio, because not all talk radio is conservative talk, you know, news talk radio. Mm-hmm. There's moderate news talk radio. There's even progressive news talk radio. And then there's stuff beyond news talk radio. There's all news talk. There's all news radio. There's sports talk radio. There's business talk radio. And then within all of these formats, you have a smattering of relationship shows, medical shows. You have all over the FM dial on music radio, pop culture shows. I use that term as opposed to shock jocks. That's a term I didn't even like when they were shocking. Nobody's shocking anymore.
Right.
The only thing shocking about that is that that term still exists. But that's a whole form of talk radio. So there's all kinds of spoken word radio. Unfortunately, because, you know, the good news is that news talk radio and conservative news talk hosts have gotten a tremendous amount of buzz in the press and have become part of the fabric of our conversation in America. That's the good news. The bad news is that they kind of are considered synonymous with the entire world of talk radio, and that's unfair and unfortunate because there's so much more on the dial of spoken word than just that format.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about something specifically that occurred this week in terms of what programs are around programs come, programs go, hosts come, hosts go, things go up, things go down. The same in any business, any industry. New cars are developed, old cars go away. It's just the way it is. People die, new people are born. So when a radio program goes away, there are a lot of people who will try to figure out how to replace that radio show. It happened a couple of times this week with supposedly Mike Huckabee going away, even though he really isn't, and the Wall Street Journal report going away, but maybe it really isn't. How hard is it to launch a new program? We're actually doing something like that. You and I are collaborating on a program. But there is the question remains in people's minds sometimes. Well, why is there one? I was really liking this program, and I like the voice, and I like the host, and all of a sudden he went away, and somebody else came in. I use that reference to Howie Carr, who's been an afternoon host in Boston for 20 years, who now is off the radio. You can go around the country and find all sorts of examples of this. So I guess there are a couple of questions here. How does this work behind the scenes? And then how easy or not is it for a new voice to get on the radio, whether it's a local voice or a national voice?
Well, radio is part of show business, and just like television shows are canceled and new ones are started, it's the same thing with radio. It's a business. It's often based upon ratings or revenue. If a show doesn't get ratings or a show doesn't have the right revenue model, or in some cases a host doesn't want to do it anymore, they get old, they get sick, they die, there's many reasons why something in the realm of show business and media will come to an end. In the case of talk radio, we've had a number of companies go out of business because the industry is facing a difficult economic picture. And that's a complicated topic. So let's just say that one of the things that causes things to come to an end is money. And that's been a problem. Starting a show, very difficult, very challenging. It's a tough business, but you can be sure there will be new shows coming.
All right, so the highlight of some of these, maybe it's because you're in a difficult position, or I know you know what's going on. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well, ask me.
Huh?
Well, ask me whatever you want.
All right, I'm going to, in just a second, we'll pause for a moment. Michael Harrison is here reviewing the items of interest in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of November 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened. And we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown, Talk Radio Review. So I mentioned a couple of specifics. The specific request for Mike Huckabee to stay around is what's being addressed, even though Mike Rogers is coming in to sort of fill his place in that company structure. A lot of people don't know who Mike Rogers is, and most everybody knows who Mike Huckabee is. So what do you think the scoop is here?
Well, I mean, again, neither is going away. Mike Huckabee is just changing companies, mm-hmm. and I believe that Mike Huckabee was being syndicated as a feature. He used to be a talk show host of a show,
right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up with his own show again. But Huckabee was being syndicated by Cumulus Media, and now he's no longer with them, so he's off the radio, at least temporarily. And Mike Rogers, another political figure, the head of the Congressional Intelligence Committee, a big-time congressman who is calling it quits, not running again at the end of this term, and he's going to be joining Cumulus. And they're grooming him to do a talk show. They're taking their time about it, though, because they've learned lessons from bringing politicians with big names into the fold. Sometimes it takes a while before they learn how to do a talk show. There's a big difference between being a guest and being a host. So he's coming on as a special feature. So that's, you know, but Huckabee's going to be fine. Huckabee's a really fine guy,
yeah.
Very talented, personable, and he knows how to entertain. As well as how to inform. He's a real cool guy, and he's done radio. I don't think he's going to go away. I think he's just going to be gone for a few weeks at the most.
I found it very interesting to listen to a couple of talk radio conversations. A host who said, well, he's dropped his Fox presence, he dropped his talk show, and now he's dropping his commentary. He must be running for president. Interesting.
Look, you know, everybody's always running for president. Sometimes, sometimes, you know, it's funny. I told Mike Huckabee, I don't think Mike Huckabee is running for president. I think Mike Huckabee just wants to remain a figure. And, of course, he's always open to running for president if something comes up.
Sure.
But when I ran into Huckabee a few years ago at one of our conferences when he was just starting out his talk career, and I said, Governor, I said, you have presidential pixie dust all over you. He says, what do you mean? I said, usually when people run for the presidency, when it's over, if they don't win, they're tarnished. Something comes out about them. Their image is usually ruined. I said, and even when they're elected, their image becomes ruined eventually. I said, you came out of this election. You didn't win. You didn't get the nomination. But your reputation is better than ever. So you have this aura of the presidency about you. You've got presidential pixie dust on you. He says, nobody's ever said it like that. Thank you. And I still feel that about Huckabee. Huckabee is very popular. He's a likable guy. He ran for president. He won a couple of key primaries. I remember he won the Iowa caucus, and everybody was shocked. Nobody expected him to go as far as he went. When you go further than you're expected to when you run for president, it comes out as something that serves you well even after the run. And he's played it very well. Who knows what's going to be in his future?
All right, so the Wall Street Journal radio report is going away. I think when we come back, let's focus on that and tell a different kind of a story, because it's not about an individual. It's about information, whereas Huckabee was the star of the show. In cases like the Wall Street Journal report, that's about information. So let's talk about that as we continue to look behind the scenes at News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my featured guest reporter, insider, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, which you can find inside talkers.com. All kinds of information every day. Lots of people who love the format go in and find out more about what's new, what their favorite host is doing, what's going on these various stations. It's become rather a cult magazine, I think, for those who like the culture of the news talk world. So I was asking Michael earlier about programs that go away or hosts that go away, features that go away. What happens? How come sometimes they come back? What's the story? What do people who are listening need to know? They don't need to know necessarily how, what is the old expression, I love sausage, but they don't want to know how it's made. But in this circumstance, there's a certain amount of intrigue with announcements. And I don't know whether Gordon Deal, who hosts the Wall Street Journal Daily Reports on the morning for a couple of hours and a lot of stations around the country, does a good, credible job, whether he's mentioned it on the air. But certainly the trades are full of it, and the public is reading things about it in newspapers that suggest the Wall Street Journal is changing its focus and therefore doesn't want to do radio anymore.
All right, again, you're taking a broad swath of information there.
Yeah.
Gordon Deal was the host of the Wall Street Journal morning show. Wall Street Journal Radio Network and Market Watch Radio, part of their products, are being canceled at the end of the year because the Wall Street Journal is getting out of the radio business. That's basically it. I mean, they don't want to be in the radio business anymore. So it's not that, Gordon Deal has been fired or canceled or failed or anything. It's just that his platform is gone. And you can be sure he'll pop up someplace because he had a number of affiliates all across the country, all of whom like him. And it's a very viable show. So it's going to be, again, a matter of behind-the-scenes rigmarole. And I bet you that it's a seamless transition. I'll bet you that come January... listeners won't even notice that he changed platforms because that'll be behind-the-scenes stuff. A show is a show.
Yeah. All right, let's move a step ahead. You announced in Talkers Magazine this week that there was a new late-night program that was going to be on, hosted by a fellow named John B. Wells. This is a fellow who's been around for quite a while, and you made quite an interesting story out of it. And I thought maybe you would like to explain, again, staying with the theme of the new and the old and how things come to be, because there seems to be a lot of that sort of thing this week.
Yeah, John B. Wells is a guy that's been sort of a fill-in and a weekender on another late-night show. And, you know, late night radio is known for not just politics, but conspiracies, parapsychology, odd stories, the unknown. And this guy is good at that. And this show looks very interesting. It's called Caravan to Midnight. Isn't that an interesting,
yeah.
You know, and they have this cool logo where you see a bunch of camels going off in front of a pyramid in the desert with a spaceship over it. It's like, whoa. And John B. Wells talks like this. It has all kinds of wild guests, some of which are absolutely preposterous, some of which are, who knows, maybe. It's going to be exciting. I'd like to see more of the cosmic consciousness, UFO, parapsychology, ESP, you know, conspiracy theory type shows on there, because they're very interesting radio, and there's a huge audience for it, and there's a tradition of this kind of thing that goes back to the beginning of talk radio. We haven't had enough of it.
When I think I'm hearing you say, those who remember Phil Hendry, perhaps is a combination of what he was doing along with what Art Bell has done and George Norrie is doing. Is that, do you think that's a fair?
I'm not sure Phil Hendry fits into that. I'm not
sure.
Oh,
you said strange voices and things.
Oh, strange voices. Fine. No, John Wells, I wasn't saying he has a strange voice. He has a very deep and interesting voice, but he's not a voice artist. He doesn't do voices. He just sounds, he has gravitas, you know, the way I'm talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes for a nice atmosphere. Phil Hendry was an actor. He played roles. That was a different type of entertainment.
Yep. All right. When we come back, a lot of talk radio people get honored by the Radio Hall of Fame. Michael's comments about that as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly talk radio review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now as we move ahead, moving into the charts, moving into the territory that is the purview of those who love to listen to conversation on the radio. It's more stimulating than listening to music for many people. I guess it depends on age and IQ and attitude. A lot of people want to hear discussions of what's going on, and they want to know about the people who are behind the scenes. One of the veteran, the great veteran broadcasters, was honored last weekend at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner in Los Angeles. Barry Farber, who is 84, 85 years old, has been on the air for 60 years, I think, Michael, at least, was introduced and nominated for his position by Michael Jackson, another great name from the radio, the annals of talk radio. So I wonder, you know, we talk about legend. There were a lot of people who were there who were great talk radio people. Jim Bohannon is the voice of it. And there are other talk hosts who were identified and who were honored. But I thought the thing was especially sweet for Barry Farber, whose health isn't the best, but he still's on the radio every day.
Yeah, Barry Farber hangs in there. He loves it. He's one of the original wordsmiths, and he's one of the original great news talkers. I remember as a kid listening to him on WINS. Well, actually, you know, I didn't even listen to him. I turned it off. He was on after the rock and roll, and I always used to get angry of, why are they ending the music and putting on this talk guy? Never dreamt I would become friends with him, and you know, we gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award a couple of years ago at the Talkers Conference. Nice guy, speaks about 200 different languages, is a historian, is he's just a great guy. It's really nice to see him get the award.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, so who else in terms of longevity? There are a lot of radio. I think Limbaugh's in the Radio Hall of Fame. I think Sean Hannity's in the Radio Hall of Fame. I remember some of the great local hosts. A lot of times people don't differentiate anymore between people who've done talk because they're entertainers and people who've done music stuff.
Well, it's radio. I mean, some of the people in the Radio Hall of Fame are musical disc jockeys. I mean, you know, I think more of them are music than talk.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, radio is radio, and music and talk are, you know, not totally separate universes. A lot of people have done both. Rush Limbaugh was a DJ at one time.
Right.
You were a DJ.
As was I. As were you.
And yep. I was a DJ at one
yep.
time.
Yeah, right.
So, it's radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, DJs talk. They don't sing, you know? I don't know any DJs that sing their shows. I mean, some have sung, but, you know, they're all talkers in my book. I wish DJs talked more than they do. They don't talk enough, in my opinion. That's what's wrong with music radio. It's too disconnected from life and reality and culture and music. I loved it back in the day when DJs would do these little monologues and introduce records with great interest and talk about issues. Those were the days. I sound like, you know, I'm living in the past. I'm not.
No, there's a real need
yeah.
for those people on the radio now, for radio to have a bright future. I was, if you'll allow me an anecdote for a moment, I was a guest at a radio remembrance dinner. I guess that was the best way of putting it. I was on WJIB in Boston as a young kid in my early 20s on a station that was actually the number one station in Boston, playing beautiful music. And I was not a host. I was an announcer. I was schooled at how to pronounce words. It was great training for me.
And so I it,
you started there, too?
Not at JIB. I started at station WLIR on Long Island.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful music. I was an announcer and I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I became program director and turned it into a rock station. but we never considered ourselves hosts or DJs. We were announcers.
Yeah.
And a successful show was when we got through without flubbing,
mm-hmm.
one where we pronounced the words properly and read the news without screwing up, you know. That was the first year of my career. It was just a matter of speaking without messing up.
Well,
that was what it was about. It was being eloquent, articulate, and announcing the words properly and not messing up any of the names. We played classical composers, and, you know, that was all. I considered it a successful show if I didn't mess up running the board, if I didn't wow a record, and if I didn't mispronounce a name.
I remember I was schooled in how to run these turntables.
Right.
This was a magnificent studio that was built to the T, to the nines.
Yep.
And we were instructed how to use the turntables, the needle, how the records had to be cleaned, how
right.
we had to sit in the chair when we announced, this is WJIB Boston,
right.
Jib 97.
It was Jib Radio, yeah.
It was, yeah, right. But I was around all these guys that were really senior to me, and I remember going for the audition. I had to read scripts and things with names on it that I had never seen before. And from that, I was able to get a job as a booth announcer at WGBH, which was the non-com in Boston, the television, is a replacement for a guy with an Englishman named William Pierce, who did this. And I was a kid. I was silly, but I was able to, because I could say, this is WJIB Boston, Jib 97.5.
And how old were you?
I was 21.
See, 22. You're 21 years old, you must have sounded that you're 50.
My voice sounds the same now as it did then.
Well, I sounded older.
There was an inflection.
I used to do beautiful music in the air everywhere across Long Island, mm-hmm. WLIR, at 92.7 in beautiful FM stereo.
Yeah. And from that, I was working on three radio stations at the same time. And once in a while, I would screw up the call letters at WJAR and WKOX. Great training, like you and I had. So the reason I'm bringing this up now is because many of the people who are senior, who have staying power, if that's what it is, are people who have done this, who learned how to confront situations that were, so there was a mistake. I remember dropping a record on the floor one night. And there was not another record on another turntable. So the record was over that was playing, and I had to go on the air and sound like I belonged to WJIB. This is WJIB. And then I talked, I don't even remember what I did, but I talked about the last song that had played for a few moments, and then I was supposed to go right into the next song, but because it wasn't ready, I went into commercials.
Wow.
But it was sort of...
Sounds like nightmares I still have.
Oh! my God, what a night. I mean, I was so worried I was going to get a call from the boss. You're fired!
Of course. You're always worried either the boss or the FCC would come after you.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we all lived in fear of when we were kids working on radio stations. There was the red light, the phone from the boss. And if the red light went on in the studio, you better answer it, because it was the boss that you had, which was the worst management technique you could possibly use.
But they all used it.
They did, yeah. They all, the most intelligent way was to wait until we were done with our shift and then chew you up. Nope, didn't do that. Call you. So the rest of your shift was a mess.
That's
a mess. All right. Maybe a little bit too much insight, but it's kind of fun. People, I'm sure, understand what we're talking about here. And this is the comparison, contrasting guys like Limbaugh from guys like Huckabee, who doesn't have any real radio experience. He's got a brain, he's got a mouth, and so he can make it all work together. But there's somehow or other, there's something, there's a little something missing. I'm not saying that with Huckabee, just the people who, I remember Gordon Liddy, who was another fellow that came not from any of the roots that we came from, but he was an interesting character, and he made a darn good talk host. At the beginning, he was awful, worse than awful. And, you know, he'd find his way, he did, and other people do as well. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Audience doesn't have a lot of patience anymore, so you better be good at the beginning or you're not going to get very far. And that's kind of what the lesson is here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on the weekly review of what's going on, the top topics of the week, and the stories behind those folks who are doing these programs and the programs themselves on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
With cooling temperatures and drier climates, now's the time of year when women everywhere are seeking relief for dry, itchy, and irritated skin. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Here with us today is Dr. Ellen Marmer, leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty. Dr. Marmer, when it comes to cool weather skincare, is there anything women often overlook?
Women are usually aware about upping their skincare in the cooler months, but one area that is often neglected is our underarms. As a result of shaving, especially this time of year, our underarms can become dry and irritated.
How can we reduce underarm dryness and irritation?
An easy solution is using a multitasking deodorant like Dove Advanced Care, because not only does it offer 48-hour odor and wetness protection, but it is the only deodorant formulated with nutrient moisture to provide softer, smoother underarms in just 3 days.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove Deodorant. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. We're doing sort of an extensive overview of what it takes. Remember the old, what it takes to make a hit record?
Gotta be in the groove.
What does it take to make a hit talk show and have a hit host or a group of people? And one wonders, as a lot of the material in Talkers Magazine covers not only what's going on the news talk radio stations with the host, but news talk radio obviously has to have news. Where does the news come from? Some of the reporters that are on the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, those people are in the field or they're in a studio and they're putting together a newscast. Sometimes, and the local stations have the same, many times when I was sort of coming along, I started doing this in 1974, and more often than not, one of the first people that I met who was really good at this had been a newsman before becoming a talk host, and his name was Gene Burns. I don't know of anybody else, though. If I think back to that era, Michael, I'm trying to think of other people. Now, there are a lot of people who become talk hosts because they had big voices and because they were newsmen. They're not necessarily always the best choice. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But Gene was a newsman in Florida, and I think whether that was when he got the grasp of how to do this, but I'm trying to think of some of the other successful radio hosts who were news people before, and I can't come up with one, but I'm sure that you can. I'm sure there's somebody there who was a good newsman, and then they, the management of the station moved him over to become a talk host.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking here, I'm saying, wow, you got me on the spot here. So many of us did news. Mm-hmm. Being a newsman, I did news before I was a talk show host.
Yeah, I did too. Some, yeah.
So I don't know when you go from doing news to being a newsman. I'm not sure. So it's hard for me to answer that because most everybody did news, did newscasts. You know, we did everything somewhere along the way.
Do you think that that's when is that when we first found sort of a something that was broken here? Newsmen, when we were kids and coming up, were supposed to just do the news. There was no opinion. There was no influence from your point of view. This week I've talked to two or three people supposed to be reporters, and their bias showed through really, frankly, pretty easily, pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, today news is packaged toward the choir. It's packaged and targeted to specific mindsets, mm-hmm. as opposed to a national overview, a compromise, if you will, and an objective approach. That no longer really exists. Newspapers are either liberal or conservative, and this has gone back to the beginning of journalism, but it's more pronounced today. Mm-hmm. Today it's openly done. And, there's far more bias in news reporting and journalism today than there was, say, 30, 40 years ago.
Well, there is that, and then, I'm hearing what you're saying, whether the old CBS guys, they're always the ones that I come up with first, although Sam Donaldson at ABC thought he was a really good reporter, and then he has done a lot of, even in his, I think he's still doing a lot of input on a lot of radio stations, even though, is Sam in his 80s now, I think, isn't he? Pretty close to it. But he still likes to be on the air. He still likes to be a part of the action, and people still want to use him on the air because they know his name. Everybody knows Sam Donaldson. Well, when Walter Cronkite, did you ever know what Walter Cronkite's his preference politically was?
I don't know what it was. You certainly couldn't really tell listening to him or watching him. However, a lot of the conservative movement that has grown in talk radio over the last 25 years grew because many people in this country feel that what was considered to be the middle, the objective, mm-hmm. the common mainstream thought in the media actually was liberal, mm-hmm. and that conservatives were marginalized and shoved off to the side. So That's why I'm careful when I say that they were more objective in those days. Back in the days of ABC, NBC, CBS News, New York Times, you know, Wall Street Journal, Life Magazine, you know, the days where there was fewer media, less media, and the perception that it was objective, a lot of people would argue that it actually was liberal,
that
it was not objective, and that conservatives didn't get a fair shake.
And
that would make you look like nuts.
Yeah, this is how it all came about. I'm reminded, we're out of time, and I'm reminded of Walter Winchell as a newspaper guy doing radio. So there were crossovers. Great things to think about and talk about. That's what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Time now for us to pay attention to a number of things that are in the news and the legal consequences of some of the actions that are being described by those in the news media and talked about on news talk radio stations and programs. To do that with me, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. I want to get to some of those because there are a lot of them now that are floating around. But first, a couple of stories from our list from the charts at Talkers Magazine this week. The Obama executive amnesty plan, legal or not, if he does something that is illegal, can he be impeached?
Well, you know, it's a really tight legal question, and the headlines have been talking about an amnesty, but he isn't technically declaring an amnesty. And what he is doing through his executive order, he is charged with directing federal employees. So he is, in effect, going to, this is, you know, it has not been done yet, but indications are, he's going to direct immigration employees to ignore certain, in effect, crimes and enforce others. The general effect is that of an amnesty, but what he's doing is he's not granting an amnesty like that because, frankly, he couldn't. He's just saying which laws he wants enforced and which laws to be ignored. Now, you ask, can he be impeached for this? I don't think it qualifies as a high crime and misdemeanor, but it is a it's quite unique in saying we have laws, here are the ones we want enforced, that are the real laws, and here's other ones we want you to ignore.
So that would be the impeachable offense?
Yeah.
What's your read on what will actually happen here?
I frankly think that Congress, I'm not sure of the wisdom of this politically, because it's a battle that I don't think the president can win, and he just doesn't need another defeat at this time. I think he might have done better to see what kind of common ground he and the Republicans can have on this. And frankly, it does seem to be the one issue where Democrats and Republicans could come up with something, because there have been a lot of Republicans in favor of immigration reform because they want the labor.
Well, it's very interesting to see how Obama seems to be so aloof, so just unconcerned about what's going on around him, like he either didn't know or didn't care or there was something wrong with him. It just, all of this stuff, it just doesn't make any sense unless he's trying to, he doesn't care about the party that elected him and wants to see them go down to defeat, sure defeat. This kind of stuff continues the next 2 years. They'll never in 100 years win the presidency. Well, they win in 100 years, but they won't win in 2016.
I'm kind of baffled because he is an astute politician, so maybe there's something we're missing.
Yeah. All right. Now, he also had a lot to say about net neutrality and that issue this week. Whether it's understandable or not to most people, bottom line is, if you want better service, you're going to have to pay for it, and the president and some of his supporters don't think that that's fair. Is it?
Well, I'm not sure that's a correct characterization, because with net neutrality, it's less a matter of what the individual consumers are going to have to pay, and more the access to the internet by websites and information providers. And this is the internet is the great egalitarian world where Netflix pays the same amount as some guy that puts up a blog. And the thing is, if you don't have the high speed, if everybody doesn't have it, then only the people with big money will control the internet. Now, in fact, what the FCC is floating out there is kind of a compromise of net neutrality, which would allow the major companies to charge their consumers more, but they would have to maintain a net neutrality for the providers of the information. It's a very technical thing. It's a very, very important issue. And once again, there are great divides between the parties and even within the parties on this. So it isn't going to get resolved soon.
As the leader of Scamicide.com, a website dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams, you'll be interested in this local one here in my hometown. A phone scam cost one family $1,300. Individual call states your power is going to be shut off. And to keep the power on, you have to purchase money orders or pay with a credit card. Man, that got scam written all over it.
Yeah, this is one. It isn't just where you live, and we've had it in Scamicide.com. It is going on around the country. And in point of fact, it preys on, as so many scams do, people's fear. You're going to have your electricity turned off. You've got to do this immediately, credit card over the phone, or these cash cards, which are the equivalent of cash.
That's Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us, as he is every week, on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.